This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia Monday ended the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which guaranteed the free flow of Ukrainian grain to the rest of the world. Poor nations already struggling with food insecurity are expected to be affected the worst. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains.
Ships transporting Ukrainian grains to food insecure countries will no longer be guaranteed a safe passage in the Black Sea. Russia halted the so-called Black Sea Grain Initiative after complaining about the effects of Western restrictions on Russian food and fertilizer products. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov.
As soon as the stipulated part of the Black Sea Agreement related to Russia is fulfilled, Russia will immediately return to the implementation of the deal.
Turkey and the United Nations brokered the deal last summer to ease the repercussions of Russia's war against Ukraine. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Black Sea Initiative allowed 32 million tons of food products, or the equivalent of 18 billion loaves of bread, to get out of Ukraine over the past year.
It's actually gotten food onto people's plates. But even when the food wasn't going directly to certain countries or certain people, it also was helping to keep prices low because it's a global market. So the result of Russia's action today, weaponizing food, using it as a tool, as a weapon in its war against Ukraine, will be to make food harder to come by in places that desperately need it and have prices rise.
U.S. officials say that a Russian fighter jet flew very close to a U.S. surveillance aircraft over Syria, forcing it to go through the turbulent wake and putting the lives of the four American crew members in danger. The officials say the incident, which happened Sunday, was a significant escalation in what has been a string of encounters between U.S. and Russian aircraft in recent weeks. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to meet in the U.S. over the fall, even as he expresses ongoing concerns about Netanyahu's controversial plans to overhaul his country's judicial system. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with more.
These are two leaders that know each other, have known each other for a long time.
President Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone Monday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the two discussed a number of topics, including Netanyahu's push for judicial reform that sparked widespread protests in Israel.
President Biden reiterated, in the context of the current debate in Israel about judicial reform, the need for the broadest possible consensus, and that shared democratic values have always been and must remain a hallmark of the U.S.-Israel relationship.
Netanyahu and his allies say the reform is needed to rein in the powers of unelected judges. Opponents say it will destroy Israel's system of checks and balances and move the country toward authoritarian rule. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Senate will begin debate this week on a massive spending bill setting the spending priorities for the U.S. military for the coming year. Democrats and Republicans have already clashed in the House of Representatives over how much the legislation should include for aid to Ukraine, diversity initiatives, and abortion. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives passed the $874.2 billion defense legislation on Friday by a vote of 219 to 210, authorizing new funding to modernize the U.S. military. Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House.
Cutting-edge technology that is essential for the future of this country and to keep freedom around the world in the rise of China and Russia will receive more investment than we've watched in the past.
Five Republican-led attempts to end U.S. aid to Ukraine failed. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry has told China's top diplomat that President Joe Biden's administration is very committed to stabilizing relations between the world's two biggest economies. Kerry met on Tuesday with the ruling Communist Party's head of foreign relations, Wang Yi, telling him Biden hoped the two countries could achieve efforts together that can make a significant difference in the world. Ties between the countries have hit a historic low amid disputes over tariffs, access to technology, human rights, and China's threats against self-governing Taiwan. Israel says it's recognizing Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara, joining the U.S. as the only countries to acknowledge the kingdom's annexation of the disputed North African territory. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.